Now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
How to prepare for an interview. How do you prepare for an interview? When you're preparing for an interview, think of it like a professional sports team preparing for a championship game. Okay? That's how I want you to think about it. You have to do your research. One of the keys to winning an interview is doing extensive research on the company. But just as important, you must do extensive research on the people and the culture of the company. I can't say this loudly enough. Commonality is the key to winning an interview. Commonality between you and the interviewer is the key to winning an interview and getting a job and getting an offer. That's the key to this. Companies do not hire people. People do. People do. When a professional sports team gets ready for a championship game, or any game for that matter, they do a lot of research. They do research on the team and the players and the coaches, what the coaches do, what the players do, what their tendencies are, what kind of team is it, right? Everything. The same thing here. In my years of experience in the recruiting business, I have learned that people within companies hire people they like. Period. In some cases, I wish this wasn't true, but it is. I wish it wasn't true, but it is. I deal with this issue in my business every day. Every day. So when you start to prepare, well, wait a minute, what am I supposed to wear? What am I supposed to act? How about, no. For you that, you guys have listened to this show, know that I'm a big picture guy. I'm a big picture guy. I discuss the real things that matter. The things that when I'm out there recruiting and helping companies and helping candidates, this is what I deal with. This is what I'm telling you to prepare for. We're not going to sit here and talk about, well, your resume should be 12-point or 14-point or 12-point or what kind of font should I use? No, that's for another show. That's for another show. That's not for my shows, another person's show. This is what I talk about. I talk about big issues, the big picture. All of my shows, I deal with the big picture. You guys know that. Okay? So, do you have to dress right? Do you have to do it? Yes! I'm talking about how to prepare for an interview. In the big picture scheme of things, and then breaking it down to what really matters. And that is getting commonality between you and the interviewer. Some companies, each company's different, right? There's no perfect company out there, right? We all know that. There's no perfect company. What's good for you may not be good for your sister, brother, uncle, whatever, right? And what's good for them may not be good for you. We're all different. We all like different things. One person likes to be in the office. The other person doesn't like to be in the office. One likes to use their hands. One doesn't like to use their hands. One likes meetings all the time. The other guy can't stand meetings. Okay, you get the picture, right? So when you start to prepare for an interview, it's very important you understand the company, the people, and their culture. Now, what do I mean by culture? The culture is the overall philosophy of the company, how they do things. The sizzle, it's not the steak, it's the sizzle. It's not who they are, what they make, what they serve, it's their services or products. It's what they are, right? It's what makes them. It's their philosophies, how they handle people, how they handle the office, how they handle clients. Some companies are very strict in their dress code. They're strict in their office breaks, their lunchtime breaks, their starting times, their quitting times, everything. Basically, it may be a very stuffy atmosphere. I had a client very many years ago in St. Louis that had a, I'm not kidding you, for adults, now we're talking about adults, as adults working for a company, had break times, and they would have an alarm bell go off every hour for a 10-minute break. This is a professional firm. You would know this company, okay? And after 10 minutes, bingo, the light comes on, everybody rushes back to their office. I'm not kidding you. Do you want to work somewhere like that? Well, maybe. They had a lot of employees. Some did. I wouldn't, but some do, right? So these are the things I want to find out about this company before I join them. What this company, meaning the companies that you are interviewing with. So some companies will have very strict times, dress codes, everything. Basically, they're very stuffy. It's a stuffy atmosphere. Most likely, the people in a company like this don't hang out together. They don't hang out together unless it's a company party or function, something they're required to attend. All right? Do you get the picture here? Okay. And some companies, let's take the opposite of that. Some companies are very loose. They're loose about everything. And most likely, those people do hang out together. They go to parties together. They golf together. They go to concerts together. Everything. As you can tell, the culture of a company is very important for you to understand when you are preparing for an interview. Okay? Remember, companies don't hire people. People do. So, of course, you need to know everything about the company when you're interviewing. But learning about the people and the culture of the company is where you will win the interview and get the position. Win the job. Get a job offer. And get the job. Researching the company is obvious, right? We've discussed that many times on this show. Research the company. Know everything you can about them so when you're interviewing, you can ask serious questions. And questions that are important to you. What kind of questions, Mike? I can't go into all the questions. We're all different. Some of you want, you know, everybody has different questions that are important to them, okay? We've discussed that many times on the show. I can't sit here and list questions and questions and questions. The questions that are important to you, right? So we do our research about everything on the company. So when we're interviewing, we've got good questions to ask, and we know about them. So that's obvious. You have to understand what the company does, how long they've been in business, how many locations they have. Are they publicly traded or privately traded? You get the idea. Learn as much as you can about the company. That's obvious. The more you know, the better, right? We've discussed that. Now, how do you research the people? Well, this used to be difficult. This used to be very difficult until the internet. Now, it's pretty simple, isn't it? LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. You can find out where these people went to school. Some firms out there like a certain individual from certain schools with certain kind of degrees, okay? You can find that out now. It used to be very, very difficult. It'd be a little more work, a little more research involved in this. But now it's getting a little easier to do that. When you're preparing for your interview, it's important to ask for the names of the people you will be meeting with in the interview, okay? I want to know how long the interview is going to be. I want to know the names of the people I'll be meeting with and their titles. If you're meeting with four people and all four of them are department heads, vice president of operations, vice president of business development, vice president of, okay, you're meeting with department heads. Is that different than meeting with four people and it's recruiter, senior recruiter, corporate HR person, and you know, you're meeting with four HR people. Is there a difference? Yes. You want to know the names and the titles of the people that you will be meeting with. All right. That makes sense? Now, once you get the names of these people, do your research. Where do they go to school? What kind of degree do these people have? Where are they from? Do they belong to any organizations in the community? See? back to the sports analogy, if you're researching the other team, you want to know what that player that you're going to be going against, what their background is, what their tendencies are, right? You want to know everything about not only the team, it's a running team, it's a passing team. I want to know now about the player I'm going against. What do they typically do, right? This is what we're doing. I know. I use sports analogies all the time. They're analogous. That's why I use them, okay? All right, so anyway, so you want to know everything about the type of people within this company. Now, when you're going through some type of agency like the Palumbo Company, you can ask our firm, you could ask for that information too, because they can give you some insights. Hey, what's this guy like? Oh, what's this woman like? She does this, she does that. Okay, typically those agencies, if you're going to an agency, should know that information to pass along to you to help you out with that. Again, like researching the company, it's important for you to understand everything you can about the people within that company. Make sense? Okay, we're talking about preparing for an interview. All right. The culture of the company, I can't stress this enough. The culture of the company is very important. Do not take this lightly. If you do not fit in, fit in to their culture, you will not get the job. You will not get the job if you do not fit in with this company. Again, learning everything you can about the company's culture is another key to winning the interview. You can find this information everywhere. Look at their website. Drive by their offices. Basically, anything you can do to learn how this company and what their culture is like. Another good indicator is their turnover. Do people stay in this company? Do people like to work there? Or does this company have a hard time keeping people? Are they a revolving door? Do they do quality work? How is their customer service? What is their reputation in the industry? Do they belong to any organizations? Do they have a foundation, a nonprofit foundation that they operate? Everything. Once you've finished your research on the company, the people, and culture, this is where you really prepare, and you have to ask yourself a question. After you're doing your research on the company and the culture and the people, will I fit into this company? Who knows this question? Does your spouse know this question? Maybe. Some parts of it. Will your family members? Will your friends? No. I want you to ask you. You know what you like. Will I fit into this company? Will I fit in? Back to the sports analogy. If you're a running team and you're a passing team, there's certain things that teams do that you may not fit in with that team. An athlete may not fit in with that team, the culture of that team, because their philosophies are a passing team and you're a runner. Or you're a running team and they're a passing team. You know what I mean? There's different cultures, there's different ways that teams are set up. Same thing with companies. So ask yourself, can I fit into this company? Another question is this the right opportunity for me? If it is, if the answer to those questions is yes, then you will do great. If you think it's not the right opportunity, then I would pass. Don't waste your time. You'll just be changing again. You'll be going through this in another 3 years. If you think there won't be enough commonality between you and the company and you and the interviewer, then it's probably not a good fit for you. At this point, I would adjust your search, your job search, or focus onto something else. Now, we've talked many times, you got to do what you got to do. I understand that. But if you just do what you got to do, into the wrong place, then you're going to be doing what you got to do in a couple, 3 years again, all over again. So I want you to do the research on the company and the culture and then ask yourself, do I fit in? If there's not enough commonality between you and the interviewer and the company, then it's probably not a good fit. Now, at this point, you can adjust yourself to match the company if that's what you really want to do. But the truth is, The truth is, some of us are meant to work in some companies, and some of us are not. Some of us are meant to work in some companies, and some of us are not. And that's not a bad thing, is it? Absolutely not. Prepare for your interviews, people. Yes, you got to dress and all that stuff, but this is really important. Do your research on the company. Do your research on their culture. Ask yourself if you're going to fit in. Arm yourself with what this company likes and what they don't like, what their philosophies are. That's how you prepare for a winning interview. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.